How did you hear about milk strikes? I mean, how was the word passed around?
By mouth. Oh, by mouth. Oh no, it was uncanny I imagine like in with the robbers, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know what I mean? It just goes around fast. Of course, we had meetings, and of course, bar rooms. You know what I mean? In the
sure.
bar rooms.
Sure.
Oh yes, in the bar rooms. So you stop to have a beer or two, and then all of a sudden, one's talking this, the bartender listens to this guy, then he tells me, and
okay.
And it was like that. By word of mouth. By word of mouth.
And I know you talked a little about this, but I just want to...
How
did they strike? I mean, what did they do? They picketed anything else?
Well, it was mostly picketing. Mostly picketing. Like, we'd have in front of the farmer's plant.
Okay.
In front of the plant. The driveway was big. Or we'd get out there with the... Not the trucks, but we'd be standing out there. And if the farmer were to go through, those that didn't know about it, we'd turn around and explain so on and so forth.
Right.
Some were good, some would turn right around.
How would you stop the truck to stand in
front of it? Well, just stand there. Just that. Well, we'd block them off. Different places, they have to throw logs across.
Okay.
Like they just, you get out there, hold your hand out, they just go. And you explain to them. Some will turn around and go, the others will step out of gas and go.
Right.
Well, of course, we don't follow them and start pouring that over there, but they probably think twice tomorrow morning, you know what I mean?
How did the farmers, I mean, how would you hear about a strike? How would you come to know about
it? The guy that fills them out.
He'd let you know?
He'd now say, you'd go to the milk. Well, I do milk myself,
okay.
In the 50s.
Okay.
And you would go pick up maybe 12 farmers' milk, and then have them with it. And you unloaded milk there at the milk plant. You help the guy ahead of you, maybe, or some guy behind you helps you unload.
Right.
You're talking all the time. You're finding out all the news,
okay.
All the latest. You get your milk unloaded, get your calves out, and you go to the feed store because somebody usually had some feed store. You get to the feed store and you talk to people in there. You get home and you're well
right, you know
informed. You know everything that's happened all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the way this guy
went
on. First of the day, you go to the feed store. I don't know anybody in the feed store anymore.
Right, right.
Nobody goes to the feed store.
Right.
The feed off has been bought.
I mean, one farmer said he said it was extraordinary. Today we have very modern technology, but no one talks to each other anymore.
Right. You don't. And then after I stopped drawing milk, we had a milk hauler that was very talkative.
Okay.
And I also wanted to be there to help him load the milk, because he would start the minute I see him. And when we got the milk loaded, I knew everything that happened for about 2 miles each way.
Yeah.
Since yesterday morning.
Yeah.
All night long and everything. Who's on the ditch where? Who got stuck where?
Right.
And everything.
So if there was a strike, he'd be there.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you the whole story.
You knew it. Two, 3 days. So and so was going to strike. They were going to strike together. And
okay.
It was, if you were real interested, but you got the feed store and you'd find 15 funny guys sitting there.
Okay.
It was this close to a strike, and they were going to strike.
Right.
They just put the feed store, the barbershop, the hammer in there, where it was at.
Right.
Find out which one you want right there.